This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Thursday, July 6th. Trading resumes a day after the 4th of July holiday. From the floor of the CME in Chicago with details, here's Virginia McGathy.
Today, wheat was lower for the first time in a while. Futures really started higher, but profit-taking kind of put a lid on the market, and it really sent it a little bit lower. I think that we're looking at today, Minneapolis wheat hit a record, 868.5. That also pulled the Chicago and Kansas City up to new one-year highs. There has been some profit-taking, but it's still looks like that the hot and dry conditions are going to remain. So we expect that there's going to be big volatility the rest of the summer. So watch out for that. Just because today was a little bit off doesn't mean this rally is completely over. So much is happening across the boards.
Chicago July wheat prices closed yesterday up 2.5 at 540.5. July corn ended the day up 3.75 at 382. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for August ended the day down 5, ranging from 550 to 568. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for August were up 10, ranging from 639.5 to 659.5. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for August were up 3.75, ranging from 919.75 to 934.75. Live cattle for August were down 220 at 114.25. August feeder cattle were down 387.5 at 143.27.5. And July Class 3 milk was up 2 cents at 15.69. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.